Good Morning Football is a production of the NFL in partnership with iHeartRadio.
The weekend is almost here, which means we're another day closer to Super Bowl 55, my friends. I'm Will Sullivan. These are your Good Morning Football headlines from NFL Network. Hey, the Bucs receiving some good news on the injury front. Wide receiver Antonio Brown was a full participant in the Bucs' Thursday practice. He missed the NFC Championship game because of a knee issue. Including the playoffs, Brown has 325 receiving yards and 5 receiving TDs in his last 5 games played. Quarterback Tom Brady knows he's going to need Brown and everyone else on offense to play at the top of their game against the Chiefs' defensive unit on Sunday.
This is a game that's really going to challenge us. This team is a very tough team to beat. You know, they haven't been beaten in a long time. Got a great offense, got a great defense, really well coached, very good on special teams. So just try to chill on Sunday, you know, get your body, you know, mentally, physically, be in a good place to go out there and compete and get ready for a great game. So it's a long game. It's a hard game. You know, it's a long day, but you got to be ready when the ball's kicked off. And we're going to be challenged. They're going to challenge us, and we got to go answer the challenge.
Brady's other star wideout, Mike Evans, is an elite company in terms of receiving stats from TB12. Here goes, including the playoffs, is one of only 3 players with at least 14 receiving touchdowns from Brady in a single season, joining the likes of Randy Moss and Rob Gronkowski. My colleague, the playmaker, Michael Irvin, asking him, how does he get his quarterback's attention when the targets aren't coming his way?
How do you get to talk to the greatest quarterback of all time when you want to get the ball? How do you just kind of nudge him to, hey, I'm open, man, get me the football?
Just how you said it. I'll tell him, be like, Tom, third down, look for me, or something like that. Or Tom, they're playing a lot of man right now. Look for me. And he knows that. I haven't had to say it much. I haven't had to say it much this year, but, you know, he knows, and he's a real cool guy to talk to. And if you want something from him, you got to ask.
As for the defending Super Bowl champs, winter weather forcing the team inside for yesterday's practice. The full report says it was a full session, including wide receiver Sammy Watkins and running back Le'Veon Bell, who were listed as limited, but were seen working on the field with teammates. And that bit of news, of course, making head coach Andy Reid a very happy man. He likes to have complete buy-in from his squad. That even includes getting feedback on what plays to call on game day. Yeah.
We try to have fun with it the best we can, and everybody contributes. I've got some really good coaches, assistant coaches. You guys know that. I've got players that have chipped in on plays, and they have a blast with it. And so I've always encouraged that throughout my career. And I don't want to stop because I'm old. I want to keep that going, try to do it a little bit better. And so that's what we do. We try to stay creative and try to have some fun with it.
The Chiefs ranking first in total offense at nearly 416 total yards per game, while the Bucs rank 7th, generating 384 yards per game this season. Pro Bowl tight end Travis Kelce knows Sunday could be a high-scoring affair, so the Kansas City offense has to be on point to even have a shot in this contest.
Well, I mean, when you're going up against a great quarterback like Tom Brady is, and how legendary he's been in games like this, you just have to be able to control what you can control, and that's what we do on the offensive side of the ball. We preach, you know, situational football, taking care of the football, winning the turnover over battle. Things like that are things that we can control as an offense. And you know what? Going up against a high-powered offense like that, that's the key, is you just got to make sure you're putting up 6 points, more than you're putting up 3. But at the end of the day, putting points on the board so that, you know, you give yourself a chance in the fourth quarter.
The 2020 season has been unlike any other in the NFL's 101-year history. All 256 regular season games, though, were completed, and now on the precipice of Super Bowl 55 in the midst of a global pandemic. It's an accomplishment Commissioner Roger Goodell is proud of.
This was a year where we were all challenged, we all had to adapt, and we had to find innovative solutions to challenges. And I couldn't be prouder that the NFLPA and the NFL worked together in, I think, unprecedented fashion to be able to find those solutions together. So it's been a lot of change, but it's also rewarding on that front. And the sacrifices that our players and coaches and everyone made, their families, is just extraordinary, and we're really proud to be here.
In other news, according to NFL Network insiders Ian Rappaport and Mike Garofolo, teams have begun calling the Eagles to inquire about their former starting quarterback, Carson Wentz. Now, as of now, Philly intends for him to return for 2021 to compete with last year's second-round pick, Jalen Hurts. The Falcons, well, they have some question marks as well on offense. Their owner, Arthur Blank, making it clear yesterday, veteran quarterback Matt Ryan isn't being traded or released during an interview on NFL Network, saying, quote, "I'd be shocked, completely shocked, if he was not on the Falcons next year, and it really has nothing necessarily to do with his contract." Regarding wide receiver Julio Jones, Blank went on to say, quote, "We expect Julio to be a Falcon, to be playing next year at a very high level as well." And it's another star-studded edition of Good Morning Football as Kay and the guys will be joined by Chiefs superfan Melissa Etheridge. Yeah, she's coming back on the show. Vikings head coach Mike Zimmer and running back Dalvin Cook. The rushing champ and angry run winner Derrick Henry, as well as Washington head coach Ron Rivera. That, my friends, is an NFL A-list of guests if I've ever seen one. It's all going down from 7 to 10 Eastern on NFL Network. Well, I have to get ready for the show, everybody. I'm Will Selva, and those are your Good Morning Football headlines from NFL Network.